Out beyond the plateau, Egbert the Scholar popped up unexpectedly out of the ground beside Meldrum, smiling apologetically.
"You must excuse me,"
he said.
"I could go no farther because this large rock was in the way. My name is Egbert. How do you do?"
Meldrum was lost for words. He sat staring at the mole. Egbert shook his head despairingly and launched into mole speech.
"Boerzer, I'm Egbert e Mole, come to take new ones out of this your place, Burroy."
As Dandan and Iris turned to stare at him also, Meldrum regained his composure and spoke.
"Come to take us out of here, what?"
Egbert dusted earth from his paws impatiently.
"That is correct. Amazing the things one must resort to when attempting to communicate. Listen, I've come to take you out of here before you are all slain."
Dandan shook the mole's paw warmly.
"Well, I'll go along with that in any language. We're at your command, friend. Just lead on."
Meldrum waggled his ears reflectively.
"Not so fast, laddie-bug. Some things are easier said than done. How can you be so sure you can get us out of here, eh, young mole chap? Speak up, don't be shy."
Egbert donned his spectacles and looked at Meldrum over the top of them.
Shyness would be a virtue in some creatures, though I doubt it's widely practiced amongst hares. "How do I propose to get you out of here? Well, I could sit here discussing it at length with you. Duck!"
They crouched quickly as more arrows cut the air. Egbert continued as if nothing had happened.
"Unfortunately, I don't intend sitting about here and being shot at all day. Listen, I got Marielle into that gatehouse. Trust me. I can get you out of here and into Castle Florette if you do as I say. Are you willing?"
Iris shouldered her bow.
"We're willing, Egbert. Always trust a mole, I say."
Meldrum the Magnificent had recovered his aplomb. Jamming his hat tight over his ears, he winked at Dandan.
"Trust a mole? That's what I always say, too. Even if the blinking creature spouts like a library scroll, what?"
Nagroo joined Silvermord on the battlements to see how she was faring. The vixen explained the position to him.
"We're keeping that lot in the valley pinned down well, but your gatehouse scheme has failed. Lumber and his troop ended up in the moat, and now that scurvy mouse mind has blocked the gate room window. My archers can't get at them. Something has got to be done about the gatehouse. Come on, Foxwolf, where's your cunning?"
Nagroo stared down at the boarded window hard and long, then his wicked eyes narrowed to slits.
"Keep your archers trained on that window. Mingle, get rags, wood and straw, lots of straw. Damp it all down well."
A malicious smile lit up the vixen's face.
"You're going to smoke them out,"
she crowed. Sicken pointed down into the valley.
"My lady, look, they're breaking and scattering."
Silvermord's smile widened as she looked over the battlements.
"Well, well, what a pitiful little army. They've had a bellyful and now they're running off home. See them go. Archers, fire!"